This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 271 for Wednesday, February 15th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are lower on Wednesday morning, getting pressure from losses in comparable oils. The March canola contract gives up $4 at $822.10 per ton, and the more heavily traded May contract also loses $4 at $813.70. Declines in the Chicago soy complex, as well as European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil, are weighing on canola values. Modest decreases in global crude oil prices are adding more pressure onto vegetable oils. As strong crush margins continue to underpin canola values, domestic processors are said to be operating close to full capacity. However, supplies in the commercial pipeline are believed to be sufficient at the present time, but limiting end-user demand. Stats Canada reports chicken production in the country was up 2.9% in 2022 at 1.3 million tons. A stronger United States dollar is pushing down the Canadian dollar. The loonie falls to 74.46 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 74.93. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports a private sale of more than 213,000 tons of old crop corn to Mexico. Ahead of the next report from the U.S. National Oilseed Processors Association, the average trade guess places the soybean crush at nearly 181.7 million bushels. India is forecasting a record wheat crop of 112.2 million tons in 2023, as well as a record rapeseed harvest of 12.8 million tons. Dr. Michael Cordonnier of Soybean and Corn Advisor reduces his estimate of Brazil soybean output to 151 million tons. Also, Cordonnier cuts his projection for Argentina soybeans to 36 million. For South American corn, Cordonnier lowers his call on Argentina production to 43 million tons and places Brazil at 123 million. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Wednesday morning. The March contract falls 14 cents at $15.24 per bushel. March soy oil gives up 0.2 cents at 60.2 U.S. cents per pound. March soy meal is down $8.70 at $492.30 per short ton. Corn futures are lower, with the March contract losing 4 cents at 678.5 per bushel. Oats are down as well, with its March contract giving up 7 cents at 359. The U.S. wheat complex is also pulling back, as Chicago March falls 15 cents at 771. Kansas City March foregoes 11 cents at 895. And Minneapolis March sheds 4.5 cents at 927.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, February 15th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.